8 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program as we continue to figure out what's right in your life. And if there are some things that aren't, we'll try to right the wrong, fix the bad, make it good. And
you know what's good, Dougie?
What's that?
I heard a familiar voice on the line.
I heard one, too, as a matter of fact.
I'm kind of excited.
We have not had the Maria Bailey on this program for a while, so it is. It's not just any Maria Bailey. It's Maria T. Bailey.
Maria Bailey.
It stands for terrific.
Terrific. Like Tom Terrific. Remember Tom Terrific, greatest hero ever? I can be what I want to be, and if you'd like to see, follow, just follow me. Maria is here to demonstrate firsthand that you will never achieve real success in your life unless you are like Maria. You have to like what you're doing. You have to figure that success will follow. I'm a great believer in the fact that people who just want to make money in their lives don't really find success. You can find something you're really good at and you really like, and then the money will follow.
Just the way it is.
There's some kind of a universal law. We learned earlier today, Maria, that we actually, as human beings, are only able to understand 1/4 billionth of all of the knowledge that there is in the universe. Even
it's
understanding. No, it isn't, Rich. That isn't a crock at all. You can think it's a crock because you think you're smarter than the average
bear.
No,
I'm not smarter.
And you may be.
Again.
But quantum physics teaches us that, and I will demonstrate through the course of the week how this is an absolute fact.
I don't.
Not disputable, in fact. Not disputable.
I don't want to go through it again.
But, Rich, maybe it's something you don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what he's saying. That's
exactly
96%
point,
you don't know. This might be that one, that part of 96%.
You missed it. My argument for this is if this says that we're not smart enough to know 96% of everything that's out there, we're not smart enough to know 100% of what, not the 96% of what we're missing. We don't. How do we know the other 96%?
That sure clarifies it.
I know, and this is where I go, what?
But the basic bottom line here is, forgetting about the stats, if you like...
I knows what I knows, and that's all that I know.
Right, and I know what I don't know.
Right.
That's it. It's important to know what you know and know what you don't know. That's the problem. A lot of people don't know what they don't know, and therefore they trip up on things and they
but
sound foolish.
But you think
foolish.
You know, but you, you really
you
don't
know,
you
don't
and then
know.
You're in trouble.
Right.
I think it's more important to know the things you don't know.
Yes. Well,
because
no,
then
you
can fill it in with other people and other services or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, in your job, if you go to work every day not liking what you do, face the fact. Get out. Work is reward, not punishment. So if you enjoy what you do, and I think all of us here underscore
tell my
this,
day boss that.
You would be
right.
You don't like what you do with your father?
I love what I do.
Oh,
I'm just
so
being a
jerk. No, you're not being a jerk. There is an old expression, much is said in jest. So there is a certain amount of...
Oh, that's not true. I really do love my job. Just sometimes it's a little stressful.
Hey, Mike, you're listening. Mike usually is up by this time of the morning listening to what we're doing here.
Yeah, he goes to bed with us and wakes up with us.
Right, exactly. But I just think if you enjoy what you do, you are, by definition, successful. Your occupation depends on your enjoyment, or it ought to. Loving your work makes all the difference in the world. All of us here are entrepreneurs of sorts. Maria and I are probably the better example of it because we derive all of our existence on being, whatever you do is what determines what happens. It isn't, whereas Richie has some people around him that help, and I don't suggest that we do all the things we do by ourselves. That's not the point. It's the decisions that are made to do it this way or to fight that rule or to pursue this line of thinking or marketing. That's the kind of stuff that we make our minds up on and hope that we've made the right decision. You don't know sometimes. And by the way, sometimes the decisions to make are right and sometimes they're wrong. Educated or not, they are subject to other things that you can't control. You can control your own environment. Therefore, and I think you can control what's in your mind, that 1/4 billionth of whatever knowledge there is that's out there. But I think that you you do yourself a disservice if you go out and work on things that you don't like. And people say, wow, what am I supposed to do? We don't have enough jobs now to go around. There's a way of acclimating yourself and finding. So I'm amazed at the nuance of some positions, some jobs. I learned something in California last week about some company that does the most minute little thing, and there's a guy involved in marketing, and how he does it is like nothing else I ever saw in my life. And you find these things. You just have to, like Maria's business is promoting with big companies how to sell and market to women. That's a very, very, very small niche. There are probably, what, three people in the country that do this, Maria? And
probably.
Not as well as you do.
A lot of people that try to imitate it, but yeah,
right.
Probably three.
Yeah, right.
But Doug, don't you think some, like, now be honest.
I
love being an entrepreneur, but
yep.
Every once in a while, don't you kind of envy the person, I don't know, who just has someone hand them the paycheck?
Yeah, walks in, sits at the desk, leaves.
You know, I totally get what you're saying. I love being my own boss, and mm-hmm. I love doing this. Like, people try to imitate what I do, but they can't because I make it look so easy because I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, right. I have a great fun with the product. I do not have great fun with much of what goes on behind the scenes. I have never much liked some of the things that I have to do this, but I also know that if I were working for somebody else, I would have been fired a long time ago and rehired and fired and rehired and fired, because that's the way this business is. And that wouldn't have worked well for me at any level. In this circumstance, I've been the master of my own and have had good years and good times and bad years and bad times. That's just the way it is. But to have me working for somebody else, I understand the paycheck, yes. And I understand not worrying about things or thinking about them morning, noon, and night. But still, we all have trade-offs. You're trading something for something else. In my circumstance and yours, we have our own business, and we have to understand the ups and the downs of it. At some points, we're going to do terrifically well, and other times we're not going to do so well. And you just learn how to ride that and not have it affect what the customer sees coming from you. Because
right.
The customer doesn't give a damn. The customer's got his own problems.
Right.
He doesn't want to listen to you unless it's in sort of a kind of a fun way. Here you talk about, or maybe in a sense you can commiserate. People can identify with you as a human being because you have some of the same problems they do. We all do. We all have to take a dump every day. We all have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We hopefully have a couple of square meals a day and a roof over our head. That's what we want out of life. Some people get it in different ways. Some people have skills and they make more money or whatever it is. It is you see people who, like Steve Jobs, everybody's talking about Steve Jobs and the interview and the books and blah, 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 and what he was all about. And he wasn't what he seemed to be. At least on the superficial surface, the book and the stories about him now that are coming out since he's passed are pretty definitive. And they are, guess what? They are proof positive that he was a human being. He made mistakes. He didn't do things that seemed honorable. He screwed people in business. Guess what? That's what happens.
Yep.
From time to time. That's the way we're not.
But the beautiful
sometimes
thing about
it seems to be
he was the one who commissioned this book so that this honest portrayal of him would be out there.
Yeah.
More than anything, so that his kids would know who he is and not get caught up in this, angelic story being told about
Steve
him.
Steve Jobs, the hero.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, he was a hero in a way. He made a lot of people a lot of money. And he liked what he did.
Changed the world, man.
He liked what he did. That's the point of this whole exercise. We begin thinking about what you do. He liked what he did.
Yep.
Every aspect of it? No. The book is clear that he didn't like some of the things that he had to do. But that's the way it is. So you kind of work through that. One of the things I do like to do is tell people stories about great products. And this Fountain of Youth, I have to get some of this for Maria. Although Maria's face is looking very good, Richie, like Jennifer's.
Yep, I saw it last month. Looks very nice.
I saw it more recently. I saw it a week ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Saw it like 2 weeks ago.
Right. Wrinkle research reveals that dramatic results come as a result of using this new product called the Fountain of Youth. They have clinically proven with technology, Richie, that's why Dr. Ken would love it, that your skin hydration will increase by 90% using this serum. David Pollack is the inventor, if you will. He has gone to the laboratory, or this week we say laboratory, and put a lot of peptides together and come up with this solution, this miracle anti-aging serum. You can get a free bottle by going online to organicattitude.com, entering the radio code Good Day. Free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Moisturize your face. Your skin hydration level goes up. Your face looks much better. The number one anti-aging product around now is Fountain of Youth. Go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day for your free bottle.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Thank you, Rich. One of the things I'm going to pursue with Maria Bailey and Jennifer and Richie in a few moments is the candy. We've actually been talking about this. The poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on the kind of candy you're giving out this year. I want to find out what Maria is doing at her house. I'm sure because knowing who she is, that she'll be very popular. She has four children, and they all probably bring all their friends over. So we'll see what leads the pack in terms of candy preferences. 21 after on Good Day.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Smokers, Are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Birthday time on Good Day. Man, do I like this song.
Damn.
Always dug the Stones, but some of the songs better than others. This is one of them. I can't run away from how good this is in terms of just plain, heavy-duty pop rock.
This song's so interesting because it's right around the same time when the Beatles were really getting into kind of like that Eastern culture.
They're slowing down. These guys,
the sitar and, you know, working it all. Everybody's got a sitar working into their songs in this year.
Bill Wyman is the first of our birthday celebrants. Born this day, 1936. The Rolling Stones, responsible for a lot of the music that is behind the scenes, writing, and these guys all did, like the Beatles did. They all twisted and tuned all the songs. I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which has the greatest intro of any rock song, and this says something. The best intro to any rock song ever is the intro to Satisfaction. Hey, You Get Off of My Cloud, Painted Black, Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Brown Sugar. Listen to this. Is there anything greater than this? No.
Hi, this is Bill Wyman, and you're listening to the Doug Steffen Show.
That's true. Got all of those things going for us. All right, anyway. He's not with the Stones, though. He was the guy who left.
Yeah, he's retired.
Retired
a long time ago.
Yeah, right. Next up, Santo Farina was one of the two known as Santo and Johnny. They had a big, this is electric guitar. This is when the electric guitar first came in. Taught how to play by one of the great, I guess maybe the fact that, what was his name, which went out of my, Paul, Les Paul.
Les Paul.
Taught how to play, taught this guy how to play the guitar. You can kind of hear it, actually, a little bit. Who's that? What are you doing?
Maria, are you digging into your cereal box?
Hey, Bill.
The part of Roberta Fasanelli today being played by Maria T. Bailey.
Yeah.
F. Murray Abraham, the actor, won an Academy Award for Amadeus. Birthday is today. Born this day, 1939. Actor Kevin Kline.
I'll be true to the
born this day, 1947.
This.
And live and
this is not from A Fish Called Wanda, which he starred in.
No.
This is not from that
comedies.
Yeah.
A pirate king.
Gotcha, great actor.
Yeah, he is. Very, very desirable, pleasant guy.
I am a pirate king.
Wasn't he the bad guy? No, he wasn't the bad guy. He was a good guy. He killed Brian Dennehy, who was the bad guy in Silverado. I never get those two quite fit. All right. Next up, Dale Griffin, who's the drummer for Mott the Hoople. 63 today. I don't know. I never was.
This is a rock standard. But here's the one. Get ready, ladies. Here goes.
All right, here we go. This is the end of any other consideration for the day.
Here we go.
Perry Lee, known as Tiny, in the Tavares family, having a birthday today, 62. You know the story, Richie, Fall River, Massachusetts,
yeah.
Right? They came out of a little disco joint there.
Local kids done well.
They did very well. And this song, talk about the intro to Satisfaction. This song was the best song, my declaration, the best song to come out of the disco era. Mm. And there's a lot of great stuff that came from the disco.
This next song might be able to...
you think so? Funky Town?
Yeah, this gets people moving, too.
Steven Greenberg, guitarist with Lips, Inc., 61 today.
Fun.
Yeah. Alan Jackman, the drummer for the Outfield. I don't know anything about him.
Wow, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
Nice 54.
90s alt.
Really. B.D. Wong, who is Dr. Huang on Law & Order Special Victims. John Kassir was the Crypt Keeper in the Tales from the Crypt theme, is the book playing in the background there.
How do rocks affect our health? That's one of the many questions scientists are exploring in a new discipline called medical geology. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. From arsenic to iodine, the amount of minerals we ingest can make us sick or help us stay well. Take goiter, for example. This enlargement of the thyroid is caused by a deficiency in iodine, and in some places the incidence of goiter is up. That's often because there's less iodine in the bedrock, and when the rain trickles over this depleted ground, it brings less iodine into the water supply. In other places, some rocks contain too much of something, and that can cause problems too. Extracting coal, for example, and burning it can cause pollution, but in some places, burning coal can be even more serious. That's because some coal, not all, contains high levels of arsenic. In China, in Jinzhou province, burning coal briquettes is not a good idea. Thousands of people are getting sick when they breathe in too much arsenic as they cook, and the food they're preparing over those dangerous fires is absorbing the arsenic too. But not all rocks make us sick. Some can keep us healthier. Some clay can counteract poisons. The Japanese are studying how hot springs alleviate hemorrhoids and joint pain. And experts in Portugal are exploring the benefits of sand baths. At a recent conference in Italy, these issues were explored further because landscape shapes not just what we see, but how we thrive. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins, toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Vision here, and that helps us to be victorious. The program is aimed at teaching history, the relevance of what goes on in our own families. What do we know about our families? What do we know about our community? What do we know about our state? Do you know the history of your family? Do you know the history of your town, your city? Do you know what goes on or what has gone on? It's a very, one of the great things I'm proud of with my children is that they have, my son especially, but my daughter's into it a bit more quietly. And it's interesting because my daughter has studied the women in the family and my son has studied the men in the family, knows a great deal, actually much more about our family than I did when I was their age. They're adults now. I didn't know much about, other than what my father told me. Maybe it's because it was a mystery to begin with. And my father was an orphan. At certain points in time, I picked up bits and pieces of his life in South Boston, but it wasn't like he wanted to talk about it very much. And as far as my mother is concerned, you know, you got a sort of pejorative. She didn't much care for her mother or wanted not to be around her mother. And it always tore her because she loved her father. And that was the message. But then as I got to know my grandmother and learned about her brother, who was shot, it's very interesting. And I'm only telling this story because I would like to encourage all of you to find out a lot about your families. My grandmother's brother, if you looked at him, you would think you were looking at a picture of me. There are people who think, and I have, as I've gotten more into my own weirdness, as some would say, when I have been put into a state, a hypnotic state, to sort of go back into past life regressions, it comes up that I'm this guy. And it was the last life I led before this one. And he was very mouthy, didn't like authority, according to my grandmother, and was placed in the front line in World War I. So he was one of the first Americans ever killed.
I buy that's you.
Yeah.
The mouthy part, especially.
Yeah, really.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so the point is, what do you know about your family? Richie, you know pretty well. First generation stuff backwards.
Yeah, yeah. I started the family tree a few years ago. What is it? The website.
So websites. Yeah. A couple of good websites that you can do this on.
I've talked to my dad and my cousin, my second degree cousin on my mom's side. was doing it too. So we were kind of collaborating to get my mom's side down. And we found some interesting stuff, you know, Civil War, you know, past family members. And then on my dad's side, my aunt is very good at kind of knowing, you know, the great-grandparents and all that stuff. And the funny thing about us is whether it's my mom's side or my dad's side, it all comes from Ireland. And it's all a long time ago. Like, nobody came over to the country within the last 100 years. It's all well before that. So it's pretty interesting. It's been fun to look at. It just takes a lot of time, and I don't have that.
Well, it is. It's very time-consuming, but it's a great lesson for your children to know where they come from. It kind of reminds me of the lesson of where food comes from. Food does not come from the grocery store. And so where your family, where your life comes from, you were given life by blessings from a very difficult entity to understand. Some refer to it as God, infinite intelligence, the force, whatever you want to call it. It's part of, though, I'm on this trip now, Richie.
Yeah.
1/4 billionth of the information that is available, we're onto it. And it's I find the whole concept fascinating, Frank. As a matter of fact, I have found, through a friend, there's a video of a story of how the Bible got one thing right, and that is where man came from. There's a fellow who is a lecturer, scientist, and technologist who has studied the human race. And there's a 6-minute video, which I'm going to send to all of you, and I'm going to have it put up at DougStephan.com. One of the most fascinating things I have ever seen in my life. Not only the message, but how it was presented. Very, very cleverly, the documentation of mankind and how we came to be and what our tribes are all about. It is it's astounding. And the fact that once you look at this, you get a, you at the end of it say, huh, yeah. So I will send that in. We'll post it on DougStephan.com. So it'll be a subject for a much more lengthy conversation. Maria, you and your family, I know a little about your mother from you.
I know a lot
you.
About my family.
Yeah, I thought that you probably did.
Yeah, I know I found my grandparents' name in a book at Ellis Island. I've been to Ireland where my great-grandmother is buried, and I know that my fifth great uncle is Ulysses Grant.
Really?
Yes.
U.S. Grant. I thought I saw that resemblance in your face.
Yeah, didn't you? It's the hairline, I think. No, but we've actually had 3 different reunions with his descendants. He was actually Scottish. And all of my family in Ireland. We're all friends on Facebook, and we know the whole tree. It took an entire length of a house for them to map it all out at one reunion.
Wow.
That neat.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Pictures and stuff. Yep. And Jennifer, you know a great deal about your family, actually.
I do, actually. My mom's aunt was a genealogist, so I know a lot about her side of the family. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution, related to George Washington, I think 9th cousin or something like that.
Really?
But our family was in the South, and we even have silver that's been passed to my mom that actually has initials from our family on it, because when the soldiers from the North were coming through the South, they would steal things as they went. So people would bury all their valuables in fields, basically, and they'd identify it by carving initials on it. So
they'd bury stuff under the tree.
Yeah, so I have silver that has our family initials just carved in, which is kind of cool. And then on my dad's side, my grandparents' parents immigrated here from Czechoslovakia at the time and came through Ellis Island, and they were musicians. We can't trace too much into Czechoslovakia. We can find them into Ellis Island because they changed our name to Horn because they were musicians. So that's what we know about them. They are farmers and musicians.
So what would your name have been had they not changed their name?
Right. We don't know. We have no idea.
Their name would have been Belle.
We know that my grandmother's family is from Prague. From outside of Prague, but my grandfather's family was near the border of Austria, and I've always wanted to go back and just explore a little, because
so
I don't know enough.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Coming into radio.
Somebody, my aunt and uncle, told me they were watching a special actually around Halloween. They were doing a special about Transylvania, which is near, I guess, was Czechoslovakia or near where Czechoslovakia was. Mm-hmm. And apparently I look like Lady Dracula or whatever her name was. Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe I'm a evil.
Let me check it out.
Just steal your soul.
All right, so I think this is an this sets the example, a perfect example of why you want to know more about what's going on in your family. You can really do it's a great service for your children, I think, to know where it all started. And again, I'm sort of on to this because of this YouTube video that I'm going to spread around, and we'll be talking about it this week. Maria Bailey is here from Mom Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We will study the kind of candy you're giving out this week and this year. I guess this week. I don't know. You know, does anybody give out candy other than at Halloween? I guess you give away
Easter.
Christmas and Easter and stuff. Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. All right. Candy is the focus in a moment here. 17 for the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and guess what? I can't complain. Okay, you probably figured out by now, I probably don't complain about much. And there's a reason for that, because complaining just doesn't do any good. In reality, it's an event. If something went wrong and it becomes a problem, I just look at it as an event that I can learn from and that I really shouldn't complain about it, and I should take lessons from it in advance. And also often we meet somebody during the daytime and say, how you doing? Oh, I can't complain. Now, that is not a good attitude to have, and I think just about every one of us at one time or another will say that I can't complain. Stop saying that. Just go ahead and say, you know what? Things are going well for me, and I'm in control. Now, people are going to look at you and say, my gosh, there's something absolutely crazy with that person. And what's wrong with that? You now stand out, and you now have that optimistic attitude. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program aimed at excellence in broadcasting. That was EIB, Excellence in Broadcasting.
The EIB right? Network.
EIB
absolutely.
Network, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. But we're more interested in intellect here and creativity and social and ethical discussions. Thus, the pensive conversation about the kind of candy that you're giving out this year. There are a number of choices. Today's poll at DougStephan.com, what kind of candy are you giving out? A, Reese's Cups. B, various chocolate candy bars. C, gum. D, non-chocolate candy. E, I don't know yet. F, whatever's on sale. G, we don't give out candy. All right, so Maria, which of those figures handily into your thinking? You have a lot of visitation, I would bet.
We do.
Yeah.
It's normally something I don't like myself. So
candy you don't like yourself.
So it would be a candy bar, but it'll be something I don't like to eat.
What kind of candy do you like?
I love gummy worms.
Gummy worm, gummy bears. Yeah.
And I love Butterfinger candy bars.
Uh-huh.
And I love Reese's.
Okay. So we'll make sure none of those are around. Yeah,
because then I'll be munching on them while I'm waiting on the kids to come over.
Okay. So then is it safe to say that you might give out some non-chocolate candy as long as not gummy bears?
Yes.
Jennifer, you have a large... What are your preferences? I didn't ask you that earlier. In candy.
Of that list, I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cups would be my favorite on that list. Yeah.
Why do so many people like that? I don't find...
You know, I never did. I used to not like peanut butter, but now it's my newfound thing. I like peanut butter,
but with jelly. It doesn't taste right with chocolate.
Oh, no. Ooh. Pretty good.
Really?
I always like to get the stuff that I won't eat, too. So, you know, like Nerds, I'm not a big fan. Laffy Taffy, all those too sweet, fruity things. That's what I'll be giving out. Although, I have a coupon for those little tiny things of Play-Doh. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking about giving those out. Those are really cool.
Yeah, I'd hate you if my kids came home with that stuff.
Why?
It ends up gooey. All over everywhere. The carpet.
Sticky everywhere.
Your problem. You're the one with the kids. I'm just handing out the Play-Doh.
All right.
Our question on Facebook that I'm kind of curious to see what Maria does.
Yes.
Is we were asking, you know, Marie, when your kids go, and your kids are now probably too old to go trick-or-treating, but when they would go trick-or-treating, when they brought the candy home, would you let them just, like, free-for-all, eat whatever they want? Would you throw it out, or would you, like, make them ration it?
Oh, actually, my kids still go trick-or-treating, and we have a system. We dump it all in the middle of the room on a big beach towel, and then I take out everything that I can bake with. So candy kisses... And little Hershey bars that I can crumble up into, because don't forget, the baking season starts in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I make chocolate chips out of Hershey bars, and I take candy bars and crumble them up on top of brownies. So I take out everything I can bake with, and that goes in the freezer. And then they can eat whatever they want.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah. But we separate it according to candy types. Like everybody, so
you organize
all
the candy.
All the gum goes in one big Ziploc. All the lollipops go in another big Ziploc. And that night, we do this like a Whitman's box. Everybody just like, we just open everything and we take, even if it's just one bite, everybody just takes a bite of and throws it out.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of barbaric, isn't it?
It's very funny.
Yeah. You know how like you smash... To see what's in the center. Well, we do the same thing with Halloween candy. Everybody, you know, I haven't had one of those in a long time. So you just take it, you take one bite, you throw it out.
Just one bite. Da, 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 da. Okay, the final moment of concern here has to do with yogurt. Now that we've taken care of candy.
Yes.
Maria Bailey likes yogurt. I like yogurt. Most everybody has yogurt from time to time. And by definition, yogurt is spoiled. That's what it is. So the question would be, this is something we would ponder perhaps over a number of days. Why, if yogurt is by definition already bad, is there an expiration date on yogurt? Does that make any sense to anybody? Yogurt is bad. It's already gone bad.
But I had bad yogurt.
No, but bad yogurt is not because...
You want me to tell you why?
Done
make
more.
It plain and simple. Okay. You ready? Are you ready? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Get a pencil.
Yeah.
They
lawyers.
Want you to buy more.
Lawyers.
Okay.
Yeah, right. All right.
Kill all the lawyers.
Right. And give them some of that rotten yogurt. That'll take care of them. Right. 51 after on Good Day.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds
as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the campaign trail, evangelical voters get an earful from a half a dozen candidates. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Six of the Republicans vying to become the nominee for president spent some time in Iowa this past weekend, addressing a crowd of evangelical voters in Des Moines. Only Mitt Romney and John Huntsman weren't there. Among those who were, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, telling the crowd voters have already made up their minds about President Obama.
They have decided that Barack Obama won't have a second term. Now the question will be, who will we replace Barack Obama with?
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich told the audience he wants to eliminate the EPA and replace it with a body that understands the areas it's trying to govern.
Imagine the bureaucrat who rides on Metro to get to an air-conditioned high-rise office building to sit in the middle of Washington imagining dust, and then writes a dust regulation based on zero understanding of farming.
Herman Cain was asked what energy regulation enacted during President Obama's time in office he would change.
Allow the American people to decide what kind of light bulbs they want to put in their homes. America believes in choice.
Speaking of choice, as in pro-choice, Texas Governor Rick Perry addressed that, calling it a liberal canard to say you are against abortion, but abiding by the law of Roe versus Wade.
If that is your view, you are not pro-life. You are pro having your cake and eating it too.
As for President Obama, he begins a three-day Western campaign swing today in Nevada, where he is expected to roll out an initiative to help homeowners refinance their mortgages. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your motor club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
It's
It's a new week on Wall Street. The Dow soaring 267 points last Friday, finishing at 11,809. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Oil prices were up $1.33 last Friday, finishing the week at $87.40. On a Monday, let's check those prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
Gas prices on the rise again. A new Lundberg survey of stations across the country shows the national average now at $3.46 a gallon. That's up about a nickel over the past 2 weeks. Among cities, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the lowest average price at $3.15 a gallon. L.A. with the highest at $3.86. Business at the box office over the weekend?
Whatever it was, it thrived on fear.
I'm scared. Paranormal Activity 3, number one in theaters with $54 million. World Series all tied up at 2 games apiece. The Rangers shut out the St. Louis Cardinals in Texas last night. The final was 4-0. Derek Holland with 8 1/3 innings of 2-hit shutout ball. Rangers and Cardinals do it again tonight. Game 5 in Texas. Closing notes. Does it seem as though it's getting really crowded virtually everywhere? Let me open the door and show you what I mean. A lot of people out here. And the numbers tell the story. Let me close this. I'm getting a little overwhelmed here. According to the UN, as of today, there are now 7 billion people on this planet. The 7 billionth birth was expected to have occurred within the last day or so, or even today, in the Asia-Pacific region, which has the highest growth rate. The UN projects global population to reach 8 billion by the year 2025. The planet's headcount, by the way, has tripled since World War II. And from big numbers, we bring you a big pumpkin. The New York Botanical Garden is now home to the world's largest pumpkin, weighing in at just over 1,800 pounds, and owned by a Canadian family, the Brysons of Quebec. This oversized pumpkin was carved up over the weekend. Jim Bryson says he'll try to grow an even larger one next year, hoping to hit the one-ton mark. Listen, I have a small pumpkin right here. I know this is cheating, but I'm going to inject it with steroids. Here we go. Oh, stand back, stand back! Now that is big! I'm not sure what to do with it, although I'm certain it could set an all-time home run record. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.